Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But now we must get to our special guest. Special guest, would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Susie Jones,
oh!
And I love Geraldine from the top of my head to the top bottom of my toes.
Susie, you know, Geraldine, we had the best time together, didn't we?
Oh, Lord. If people back in the day when I stayed on till later in the evening and would leave at 8, you and I would go back and forth at just about 8:07 and we are 7:07, and we always had a laugh about just so many things,
so
the
many.
Dating in our older years and gaining a little weight in our bottom,
yeah,
having a little bottom trouble.
It was a bottom issue, people. It was a bottom issue.
Well, I'm surprised. There was no talk of it. Is it a surprise? Have you known for a while?
No, I've been really thinking about this for quite a while. And I am the one that made that decision. Brad Lane and I met about a month ago. We met for the first time. We had never met each other. So, and we sat and talked. And after our talk, we talked for about 2.5-3 hours. And after that, I went home and I just went, you know, it's time. It's time to stop.
Mm-hmm.
And so here I am. And I'm okay with that. I want to make sure that, you know, at least we can open up a few times here at WCCO, and hopefully let younger people come in as well to learn all of the knowledge that we all have about radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish that there was a show here at CCO where we are teaching young people, or people would call in and say, "Hey, I'm considering this. Can you give me some advice?" I would love that. I would love to listen to a show like that on CCO because there are so many people interested in it. So I'm really grateful for the 27 years I have had, and I think that is just plenty.
It is amazing. And your health is good? You feel good?
I'm having some challenges, but, you know, I don't worry about it.
I know you don't. You know why? Because God's got you in the palm of his hand.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, and that's what you've taught me. That's what you've taught me over the years, is to trust God and have faith that even though sometimes life takes different twists and turns, that at the end of the day, you're okay because you're doing God's will, and that is the only thing you can be doing. So rest in that and be of service, and I know you are a tremendous servant of God, as I try to be as well. So I really have loved working with you.
I really have. I missed you. Remember when you weren't coming on Sunday nights, and it was the first thing was you and I, and then all of a sudden that stopped, and you kept going and moving up and forward, which is beautiful.
Mm.
And we had a great time. We had some great conversations about relationships.
We surely did.
You know, about our backsides. You name it. We talked about it.
Everything. You know, we never knew what we were going to talk about either. Sometimes,
we never knew.
You know, it might be the weather, might be something else. You know?
We don't know, but it was really fun.
I tell you,
the joy, I had so much joy here at CCO when you were involved in starting the show with me. So thank you, Susie. Thank you, honey.
Well, I love you, and I hope this is not the end of us maybe getting together for lunch or coffee or something, and we'll get Shaletta. Maybe we'll get Suze Ellison, and we'll make a day of it.
I'm looking forward to it. Let me know. I'll be there.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in tonight. I'm still smiling.
Yeah, Steve Murphy wants to talk to you, too.
Oh, I love you.
And I'll
talk to you
soon.
Honey. Love you so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Good night. Bye.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.